Since today is Palm Sunday, I just want to speak very briefly on from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, verse 4 to 15. It records the story of the first Palm Sunday. And the earlier verses talked about people crying, Hosanna to the Lord Jesus Christ. And from verse 4, it says, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes went before, and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? So the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. Then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. This is how Matthew records the events of the triumphant entry of Jesus Christ to us. And I just want to highlight four main thoughts from this verse about the King who is coming to us. The King is coming, and his name is Jesus. The first thing we notice about this King who is coming is that he's coming to where we are. He's coming to where we are. The prophet Zechariah had prophesied that your king is coming to you. The king does not wait for us to come to him. He comes to us. Jesus was fully aware of what was needed. And what was needed was for the salvation of souls. And he came to those who needed salvation. He didn't wait for those who needed salvation to go to him. He came to those who were in need of salvation. So the first thing we note about Jesus Christ is that he's the king who comes to us. Normally, it is the subjects who go to the king. They go to pay homage. I've never heard of any of the major kings in our part of the world who go to their people. It is their people who go to him to pay homage, to bow down, and to serve the king. But Jesus does the opposite. He is the king who comes to us. And that shows his humility, and that shows his loneliness. He comes in humility, and he comes to serve. He's a serving king. The second thing I want you to note about Jesus is that he comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. When you come in the name of the Lord, you don't come arrogant. When you are doing something in the name of the Lord, you do it with humility. You cannot come in the name of the Lord and be pompous. In the days of Jesus, kings did not ride donkeys. They rode horses. But this was a king who rode a donkey. To say that although he was coming in the name of the Lord, he was coming with humility. And the reason was because his kingdom was not of this world. His kingdom was of God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And for us, it also means that anytime we do something in the name of the Lord, there is blessing attached to it when we come in the name of the Lord. He is the King who comes to us. He is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. And number three, He is the King coming to the house of the Lord. He comes to us, He comes in the name of the Lord, and He comes to a place. When Jesus went to Jerusalem, there are many places He could have gone to. But the first place He went to was the temple, the house of the Lord. Jesus called that temple my Father's house, the house of the Lord, the house of prayer. And it's very interesting that Jesus called the temple the house of the Lord, or my Father's house, because many times people don't see the building as God's house. But Jesus saw the building as God's house. So when we talk about God's house, first of all, it is a building dedicated for the worship of God. So this building is the house of God. Why? Because it is dedicated to Him. A nightclub is dedicated to clubbing. A hospital is dedicated to healing the sick. A school is dedicated to educating people. Parliament House is dedicated to political activity. The church is also dedicated, but is dedicated to God. Every building has a purpose, and the purpose of a church building is God. So the church is the house of God. But the house of God is not just a building. The house of God is also a people. Jesus said, where two or three of you are gathered in my name, I am there. So the house of God is a building because it's dedicated to God, but it's not just the building. It is the people who belong to God. The people who have Jesus Christ in their heart, the people who are dedicated to God. And then thirdly, the house of the Lord is the person who is dedicated to the Lord. So it is a building, it is a people, and it is a person. The Bible says that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So, I am the house of the Lord. We are the house of the Lord. This is the house of the Lord. But it starts from the person to the group and to the place where they meet to honor and worship the Lord. And Jesus comes to that house. And when He went to that house in Jerusalem, He cleaned house. And that tells you that anytime Jesus comes to the house of God or comes home, He comes to clean the house. And He doesn't want to clean the house to spoil the house. Because many times when people read about Jesus going to the temple, they only see the overturning of things in the temple, but they don't see that He was making the temple a better place. He was making the temple serve its purpose. He said, my house is a house of prayer, but you've changed the purpose. So He comes to renew the purpose of His house. When He comes to church, He comes to renew us so we can serve Him better. When He comes to our hearts, He comes to renew us so we can serve Him better. When He comes to us as a group, He comes to renew us so we can serve Him better. He is the King who comes to us. He is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. He is the King who comes to the house of the Lord. And finally, He is the King who is coming to heal and restore us. After Jesus had gone to the temple and cleaned up, the Bible says, then the blind and the lame came to Him in the temple and He healed them. So look at Him, Jesus, coming. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. He is the King who is coming. How does He come? He comes in the name of the Lord. Where does He come? He comes to the temple. To do what? To heal those who are in the temple. To bless those who are in the temple. To restore those who are in the temple. To impact the lives of those who are in the temple. And this morning, we are the people that He has come to. Blessed is he who has come to Christ's temple. His name is Jesus. What has he come to do? He has come to prepare us so he can do what? So he can heal us and restore us and touch our lives. Blessed is the King who comes to us this morning.